Hi, my name is Elise Bryson, and I'm the founder and publisher of The Sober Curator. And I want to tell you about the time I stood in a resort lobby in Florida wearing an inflatable walker, a white wig, and a house coat. Picture this. It's January. I'm 50 years old. My co-host, Tamar Routley, is next to me, along with fellow Sober Curator contributors, Amy Liz Harrison and Carolyn Bunn. We are dressed as the Golden Girls, simply because we're in Florida. Literally, there was no other reason. And we are completely, aggressively sober, and we are having quite possibly the best night of the trip. Okay, we're gonna get to that in just a minute. What I want you to know first is that somewhere around year three of sobriety, I noticed that my vacation photos changed. First of all, I was actually in them, standing upright, no mystery bruises, no scanning the frame, trying to reconstruct the night. My skin looked fresh even before I added a filter. It was really the eyes that had the biggest change. Clear, grounded, mostly healed. 20 years later, I'm taking that energy to the desert. This October 15th through the 18th, I'm hosting Cover Story, my first ever retreat with Evolve Retreats at the Kimpton Marilena Resort and Villas in Paradise Valley, Arizona, just outside of Scottsdale. 4 days, one resort, zero hangovers, and a professional photo shoot where you get your own cover moment. Because after everything you've been through to get here, you deserve better than a cropped group selfie from 2019. Here's what Cover Story actually is. It's a 4-day reset for the Sober Curator community. The sober curious, and everyone who has quietly decided they're done renting out their weekends to alcohol. You didn't quit drinking to sit in the back row of your own life. You quit to show up, pay attention, and finally star in the damn thing. So we built a retreat around that idea, literally. Every guest gets a professional photo shoot on location with my go-to photographer, the fabulous Barbie Hull. She's been snapping my photos professionally for 2 decades. 30 minutes, up to 2 outfit changes, your own cover girl or cover guy moment. Plus, you'll leave with headshots you actually want to use. Not the LinkedIn photo where you look like you're being held against your will. A real one. And hey, this is not a boot camp. And it's not a treatment program. We are not going to sit in a circle and talk about our feelings. However, I might chatter your ears off at the pool or while we're shopping. It's a long weekend with your people, paced as if some lazy adults planned it. Sunrise walks with Camelback Mountain doing its thing in the background. A sound bath to reset a nervous system that has been running on cortisol and calendar invites. A costume outing because, well, it's October, and because dressing up as the version of yourself you're becoming is more fun than it sounds, and it already sounds fun. An afternoon at a local art gallery and maker's market. And on night 3, we're recording a live episode of the Sober Curator podcast right at the resort. Fireside chat energy, not a stage. You'll hear it on the podcast after the trip. Maybe you'll be in it. Here's the thing. I didn't just build a media company from scratch. Before that, I ran one. I was a real magazine publisher for one of the biggest city magazines in the country. I know what it feels like to put a real issue together, to have a team in the room, and to make something that lives on a page and holds its weight. Cover Story is the first time I get to do that with this community. After the trip, I'm publishing the Sober in Scottsdale zine by the Sober Curator. The people in that room with me in October are my on-staff contributors. You didn't just attend this retreat, you're in it. You leave with your cover photo, your headshot, and a byline. Nobody will ask for your story or your day count, okay? And if you decide you do want to share it with some of us, there are many people that will be there who will listen intently, laugh appropriately, and nod our heads in understanding. 20 spots, that's it, and they're gonna fill up fast. Early bird pricing ends August 21st. A $750 deposit holds your spot, payment plans are available, and when those spots are gone, they are gone. I won't be doing another one of these until 2027. This is not a retreat. This is a cover story with a photographer on site. The link to book is in the article below, and if you want to hear me, Tamar, and Amy Liz Harrison get into all of the juicy details, including what it actually looks like when three sober women travel together, and why I think the best conversations of my life have happened without a single drink in the room, that episode will be dropping soon on the Sober Curator podcast. Go give it a listen. And hey, thanks for spending a little bit of time with me right now. Even if you don't come on the trip, even if this isn't the right time, you took the time to listen all the way through to this recording, which means I'm holding your interest for a reason. And it's not about me, it's about you. So here's what I want to ask you. What are you doing today to feel confident in your own skin? What are you doing today that the you of tomorrow is going to look back and thank you for? That's what Cover Story is really all about. And if we can't catch you at this one, I hope to see you sometime soon. You're always welcome to come hang with us at Backstage with the Sober Curator, where we have a handful of virtual events happening every month. It's kind of like a masterclass. It's just that everybody in the room happens to be sober. So come hang. I'd love to hang out with you. I'd love to get to know your story better. And yeah, that's it. I hope to see you soon.